still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
What an extravaganza of sound.
That's a way to start the day. Man. Jesus, good morning, everybody. It is the Morning Sickness, the abbreviated part of the Morning Sickness.
Oh.
I know. It's Brett Vesely, Brady, and Toledo in. John's out getting his surgery right now.
Getting prepped right now.
Yeah, we're hoping we're going to catch him before he goes under. But we don't know yet. We actually want to catch the countdown.
If possible.
Like, while he's going out. So, I mean, best of luck to him. So, we're going to be in here, hopefully not eulogizing him. We're hoping he makes it back through.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen, but man, he's, you said last night, as you're getting ready, thinking about prepping stuff.
Yeah.
Coming to America came on, and everything stopped. You watched it last night.
Yeah, I dropped everything last night, and, because, you know, it's supposed to release today, but, you know, obviously it drops earlier on the East Coast, and they just dropped it to everybody. So about 8 o'clock, I threw it on. And,
How about a little review without giving anything away?
I'd probably go, like, maybe a 6.5. I mean...
Dumb fun?
Yeah. No, it's very nostalgic. I mean, the character... Pretty much all the characters come back. I mean, the only ones missing are, like... the Soul Glow guy, Eric LaSalle, which...
Apartment landlord guy?
No, he wasn't there either. Him, the cab driver, and...
Eric LaSalle was the big one.
Right, yeah. But so I was shocked that he wasn't there. I mean, because what's that dude been doing since, like, ER? Nothing.
The sisters, the McDowell sisters were in it?
The younger sister was not in it.
Okay.
But his wife, Lisa, was in it.
How does she hold up?
Not bad, considering it's been 30 years.
I know.
I mean, not bad. I was kind of impressed, but lots of cameos in it, too. I mean,
and I know, I don't know if it's a spoiler or not. Yeah. I don't think it is, but Lisa McDowell and King Joffrey Jr. or whatever,
yeah.
Eddie,
mm-hmm.
It's their kid. Because he's going back to America. On the trailer, he says, going back to America because you have a son. Okay.
Yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, it's let's just
there.
Say they just say the bastard kid.
There's a twist to
it. Yes, there's
okay,
a twist to
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Tracy Morgan's in it. Wesley Snipes, which everybody's seen in the previews and stuff like that. En Vogue comes back. We were talking about 90s stuff before we came. Yeah, Gladys Knight is in it. I mean, it's kind of crazy. It was really, you know, they even had one of the original, like, rose petal girls that were thrown around. She came in as a cameo, but you could still tell it was her even 30 years later.
The one that ended up hooking up with Arsenio at the end of the first one?
Yeah.
They kind of got together at the end.
Yep, that was her.
So it's all member berries.
Yeah, that's about it.
Which is what you want. Yeah.
Which is what you want. I mean, what else can you do with coming to America?
Well, especially 30 years later.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's definite must-see.
And you said Samuel L. Jackson doesn't come in to rob another place?
No. Okay. I was waiting for him and like I said, the cab driver and the landlord and stuff like that. But like I said, most everybody else was in it.
So Brady said earlier in the week, is McDowell's in it?
McDowell's is in it. He has a...
Amos?
Yes.
I saw him in it.
He's
but
in
I didn't
it.
Know, is, so the restaurant's in it?
Yes. They have a franchise now in...
They have a second location?
Zumunda.
In Zumunda. Yes. They opened, so it's Queens and Zumunda.
Yes, exactly. Right. Exactly. And Louis Anderson's in it. Like I said, it's something that I would watch. I don't know if I'd watch again, but you definitely got to see it, especially if you're a big fan of the first one. Anybody else going to?
How's the barbershop?
We're watching it tonight.
Are you? All
right. Yeah.
Barbershop scene
the hold up
wasn't as good, but it was good.
Okay.
I mean, it was... Yeah, I mean, everybody. Randy Watson shows back up, Sexual Chocolate's in it.
I saw fat Randy Watson on the trailer.
Yeah, and I'm going to go probably 6.5. It's great for a nostalgia reason, but I probably would have been a little pissed off if I had to pay $12 at the movie theaters to go and see it.
Right, but as part of your prescription, or subscription, not prescription.
Yeah, exactly. So it was freebie.
But you'd figured, I mean, you would have gone anyway.
I would have.
Because you're not expecting like a better movie than the first one.
Oh no, no, absolutely.
Yeah, so you're throwing that money away,
and you're kind of thinking it's, you know, and I went into it with that in mind because sequels. I mean, it's like, I mean, you look at you can never duplicate. Maybe The Godfather, maybe Empire Strikes Back. You know, some of those sequels, but other than that, I mean, you look at like The Hangover 2. That was terrible. Not
anything.
Terrible,
cut
it was
back.
The same movie.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's kind of the way this was a little bit. The story was kind of similar.
There's a lot of that. That's yeah. That new Star Wars, the new trilogy started out. It was the same movie.
Right.
I mean, almost, you know, page for page, just different scenery.
Yeah. And they're trying to, I mean, there's a lot of nuggets in there. Like you'll hear some lines that they repeated from the first movie and, you know, different characters saying
yeah.
it. And they even make fun of like, of sequels and nobody wants a sequel and stuff like that.
I heard
and
about
some
that.
Of the dialogue. Yeah, yeah. So
what about, you know, the first one was rated R. This one's PG-13.
PG-13, yeah.
Smart move because you got a bigger audience.
Right.
Is it PC'd up a little more as far as, you know, insults and.
Yeah, I would say it was a little bit, but it wasn't like over
noticeable.
The top. Not too much. I mean, my girl noticed it last night. She goes, "Well, you can definitely tell it was a newer movie. They couldn't stretch as far as they did on
terms,
the first one.
Or they didn't want to go there."
Yeah. So, but like I said, I mean, most sequels, you're kind of like, "Ugh, I got to see it because I've seen the first one." But
yeah.
American Pie was another terrible sequel. I mean,
and they kept doing
all
them.
Then
they did a bunch of video spin-offs, I think. They kept
American Pie. That's right.
They had like three or four that would
like straight to video. I think there was three in the theater.
Oh, that's
or four
right.
in the theater, and then they did some Bandcamp ones.
We actually talked when Sean William Scott was in studio at the old building.
Yeah,
we actually talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, was he?
It's a good check.
It's a check.
It was a good check.
It was a check.
He was just phoning it in at that point.
Yeah, it was a check for sure.
I mean, really though, I mean, are there any sequels that you guys can think of that are on the same level as the original?
Die Hard.
Yeah, yeah, I can go with Die Hard.
I go with all three diehards, the first three.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the most recent one, but even the, was it Domino's Pizza commercial or whatever that he's in now that they brought that back?
Yeah. I liked John Wick 1 and 2.
See, I've never seen any of the John Wicks yet.
Oh, you gotta see them.
I'm like the one guy that hasn't
seen those. It's just a bullet frenzy.
It's just dumb fun, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it kind of along the lines of that Rambo where it's just so over the top and ridiculous? Or
no,
is it, okay,
no, no, no.
All right.
Not gore fest like that, but okay. It's don't
there's
kill
definitely
a guy's
some
puppy.
Headshots, but there's
yeah.
yeah.
All right.
It's a cool premise. You'd like them,
and
sure.
And another one I've never seen is any of the Bourne movies.
You haven't seen any of them?
None of them. None of them because
that's
it
a pretty
like
solid
a,
series.
Yeah, those first are pretty solid.
I mean, other than the Jeremy Renner one, kind of it's still watchable.
Oh, that's when he replaced Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know, Matt Damon to me, it came off as almost like a ripoff James Bond. I mean, or am I mistaken on this?
You're a little bit mistaken.
Okay,
he's kind of more.
It's grittier than James Bond.
Is it okay? Because
yeah.
I'm a huge Bond fan,
right.
So I'm like,
you've never
off.
Seen one of the Bournes?
No, none of them.
Yeah,
none
it's
them.
A good
well,
worth watching.
We're on vacation next week, so
there
I guess
you go.
We'll be hitting up the
Everybody's
Bourne series.
Did you see the Timothy Olyphant Hitman based? That was off the video game, right?
No, I didn't see that one.
It was kind of.
I think I might have saw that one.
I just like Timothy Olyphant, but
obviously it made a great impression. If I can't remember it,
yeah.
That video game's great, but it's tough to get into at first because you have a lot of things that you have to learn first before you can go in there. Because as a hitman, you're not supposed to be detected,
right?
You know, and all that. In that video game, you have to learn how to not be detected as you're hunting down your.
Yeah, so I don't know if it translated well on the video game because most of the time those don't. You hear people like Assassin's Creed, that movie. I know the gamers were like, nah, it didn't really get high in the review.
Yeah, I did. I didn't catch that one, but it's always those video game movies are always. Like Mortal Kombat came out years ago. I was a huge video game Mortal Kombat guy, but movie was just terrible.
No video game. Movie is good.
Yeah, I agree.
Doom
with that.
Stunk.
Oh, that's right.
With Rock.
Yeah.
And that was right when he was getting into acting, so he was still wrestler before more so than actor.
Right.
So that one was bad.
I guess Tron turned into a video game after the fact. It was a created video game for the movie.
The original one
Tron.
Way back in the day. Yeah. And that one
I liked it when I was a kid.
I liked it when I was a kid and I've watched it since and I'm like, I mean, maybe just because we're so spoiled with new special effects and stuff like that.
The machines going down the giant M down the little computer grid.
Oh, and I just like the bikes because in the games I could never get the bikes down.
Oh yeah, I could do the first pattern in the video game because I knew the pattern. But then after that, when there were like three bikes there, it's game over.
I could do that one, and I could do the cone because all you had to do was keep firing with the cone to get up into it. That was the only one. People on text are saying Brett Arsenio hooks up with the Royal Food Taster at the end of the first one, not one of Flower Girl.
Was it the taster? Okay,
I don't remember that.
But I don't remember her role. I just thought she was in the. I remember three of the girls because she was over. She was in the. The group that came to New York as well, coming out of one of those Mercedes limos.
That's right, yeah. I think the Royal Food Tester, that they are right. That was at the very end where he was hooking up with her. But I was thinking of Arsenio when he got banished back to the Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah, two different girls were bathing him.
Yes.
That wasn't her.
No, that wasn't her. Okay.
All right. People are saying that, and then they're chiming in for the sequels. Lethal Weapon 2. Lethal Weapons were good fun.
Yeah.
Until Chris Rock gets in there.
Dumb fun.
Even that one was fun. Terminator 2 is as good or better than the original.
I agree with that.
The original was just...
I guess I could go there.
It was so early on...
It was.
...that it didn't have the technology to be really great.
Right.
So that's why 2 was so much better.
Yeah, it stepped up the technology.
Yeah, I could see that. Any other sequels that we're getting mentions or any other bombs?
People asking if John's dead already.
Not that we know of, but he hasn't texted us back yet.
Let's not call the no-hitter yet. let the guy make it through anesthesia at least. He didn't text me back either yet.
Because he was supposed to be in at, what, 5? Prep or something like that?
Prepping at 5, and he thought he might be under by the time we went on. So
right.
Not hearing back.
I texted him at 4:45, and he got back. Saying, give me the hotline. I'll try to get in there. But they're prepping now.
Okay.
But then, you know, there's probably 20 minutes in between there.
Did he say how long the surgery is supposed to be?
No.
I didn't think it was that long, if I'm not mistaken. He said it wasn't that long. Because, I mean, you got to look at it. He said his doctor's doing 8 of them today. Knocks them all out one shot. So
my insurance agent sent me
15 minutes.
My insurance agent sent me a picture of his shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
And he looked like a pincushion in his shoulder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, anytime you're going in, inside, going down to the bone, you're being cut open pretty well.
But then they're reattaching the muscles. It's not like a replacement.
I thought he was shaving down the bone a little bit.
Get rid of some of the spurs.
I think so.
Oh, I thought they were putting some kind of joint thing in there or something. Boy, none of us know. We work with the guy every day.
Bionic on this?
That's what I thought because somebody sent over some pictures.
I thought bionic was his hip when that.
No,
happened.
I think they're pulling it. They're shaving it, and then they're reattaching the ligaments and the muscle back.
I don't know.
Sounds fun
with Teflon and. No, I don't know.
Regardless, the guy's a goddamn mess right now. So
well, not yet. Well, he was a mess because his shoulder sucks, but.
So
it was a mess.
He's doing the shoulder this time, then he's doing another shoulder, and then he's doing hips.
Well, according to Jordan, is
not doctor, including bone cancer, obviously.
Right. If he can skip the bone cancer, he's got the torn labrum in his hip too. And I don't know what you do for that. If it's torn, I mean you must have to just go back in there and pull ligaments from somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was telling him the other day, because he always walks around saying how, my organs are 21-year-old liver and my heart's a 19-year-old,
right.
But your bones are like 97.
Well, it's not coming in time, but I got a Shriner's blanket on the way.
Do you really?
That would be awesome.
What a convalescent gift that is.
All right. Well, we're just going to be in here keeping the wheels moving this morning for you guys. We'll do some best of stuff, and I think we were gonna kind of do some flashback stuff.
Yeah, I thought we'd throw out, and I said it to you guys. Let's take a look a year ago from today, because last year at this time, we're pretty much getting ready to go to spring break, and I remember I went to Disney the last time before it was shut down. It was shut down. I left on like Thursday and Friday was when they said, all right, we're shutting the park down.
And so he's right. I went back and looked. And so the last Friday at this time, it was March 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled audio from the 5th and the 6th. And we're talking about COVID and how crazy it is to wear a mask. and stuff like that. So that'll be coming up a little bit later, and then we've got some Brady Report stories from this time a year ago as well.
Okay, cool. Plus all the other stuff that we normally do. So
we'll do the fireside chats later as well.
All right, sounds good. It's Morning Sickness, Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now. 98.